Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 10 through 17. Brethren, I appeal to you by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no dissensions among you, and that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you, my brethren. What I mean is that each one of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, lest anyone should say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the house of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 14, verses 14 through 22. At that time Jesus saw a great throng, and he had compassion on them, and healed their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a lonely place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish." And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, and blessed and broke the bread, and gave the loaves to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Then he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. On this day, the 14th of August, we commemorate Micah the prophet. This prophet, whose name means "who is like God," was a Morasthite from the land of Judah. He prophesied more than 50 years in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. These kings reigned in the 8th century before Christ. From this it is clear that this Micaiah is not the one who was the son of Iambla, who censured Ahab and was murdered by Ahab's son Joram, as the Synaxaristes says. For this Joram reigned in the 9th century before Christ. Yet Micaiah was still prophesying, as mentioned above, in the days of Hezekiah, who was a contemporary of Hosea and Esaias, and of Hoshea, the last king of the 10 tribes of Israel, when that kingdom was destroyed by Salmanassar, king of the Assyrians. This Micaiah is 6th in rank among the minor prophets. His book of prophecy is divided into 7 chapters. He prophesied that the Christ would be born in Bethlehem. In the reign of St. Theodosius the Great, the holy relics of the prophets Micaiah and Abakum were found through a divine revelation to Zabenus, bishop of Eleutheropolis. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.